Thank you for that song. I was sitting over here on like the, what are we, fourth row, listening to the song and thinking about the testimonies, and almost forgot I had to preach afterwards. So, not long at all. Just wanted to share with you, if I can, just a little bit about maybe a little of what Brother Michael Jones preached, and I wish I could. I wish I could take every one of us out there, the 10, 11, 12-hour drive out there to Southland. And just, I wish you could see what we saw and hear what we heard and just to watch them make the decisions and grow and learn. So it was a blessing to be able to see. If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 16. And verse 25, and if you would stand with me, we're just going to read the one verse, but if you're physically able, I'd ask you to stand with me for the reading of God's word. This is the verse that Brother Michael Jones opened up the first message with in the first service that we had there in Louisiana. I know many of you were praying, even at that time, many of you were praying for us. And so appreciate it. And the prayers definitely felt. The Bible says this in verse 25, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And I'll read it one more time. "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Would you join me in prayer? Lord, I just pray that you'd help me to clearly communicate. Help every one of us just to hear what you have for us. And Lord, I pray that in the next few minutes that you would speak to us, that we would listen and that we would hear from you. I pray for these young men and young women that have made decisions, wise decisions for you. And I pray that you'd help them, that you'd guide them and protect them, strengthen their bond together, Lord, with each other and with our church. And God, just that you would help them to continue the way that you've set them on. And Lord, we'll thank you for it. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Listen, you've got to understand, I'm not a crier. And so this is foreign territory for me up here. Where to start? We set off in the early hours of the morning to go to Louisiana. And It seemed, even in conversations with people before and about the trip and some of the workers, that like God had already been moving and working in our youth group and in their lives and in their hearts, and so excited for the weekend. And it's probably my fault because I let myself think, this trip's going really smoothly. And so you can imagine that was right around the time the air conditioning in one of the buses went out, and we thought, oh no, we're almost there. And then we had to pull over, and a couple other things went wrong. And the temptation set in to think, like, I mean, good night, what's going on here? What's happening? And then almost like it seemed like incident after incident. And then someone said there wouldn't be any kind of obstacles or issues if God didn't have something incredible planned for the week. Right. And so we loaded back up, and in one bus we prayed, and we got there, and got unpacked and unloaded, and everyone scattered to their dorms, and we got all changed and got there for the first message. And Brother Michael Jones got up, and he began to share with us what he was going to be preaching, and the series just titled "Wise Up," out of Proverbs, titled "Wise Up," and just how it's good for these people at this age in that area of their life to hear some wisdom so that they can make wise decisions. And he opened up with this verse, that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the ends of that way, where it leads, it's death and destruction and not good things. But thankfully, that there's another way. And throughout the services that week and throughout the night service, Brother Michael Bozier did Brother Bozier did a great job in the morning services preaching. And then Brother Michael Jones preached at night out of Proverbs from every service. And he began here that there are basically, there are two ways. There's a way that you think and I think that in our hearts, man, that we think is right. And then there's another way. There's God's way. And that's where he started. And then every night service, every evening service, it was almost as if he opened up our lives and expounded on a different area. And so we talked about how that we could wise up, and you heard them testify about it, that we could wise up about bitterness and how that bitterness is in our lives and could be in our lives. And that bitterness is something that we think and we could overlook and think, oh no, it's not going to hurt me. It's not going to affect me. But there could be bitterness there. And we saw God speak to our youth group and speak to our teenagers. And one by one, they would go down and deal with bitterness. And then he would preach about relationships and peer pressure. And he would preach about, like we all heard, he'd preach about words. And sitting through that service and just listening to the service. And even sitting in the back of the section that our church was seated in and watching just watching the Holy Spirit work on our teenagers, and then just about every one of them at the end of that message go down and deal with it. And then to hear them talk about it amongst each other and together and in the testimony service that we had there in the old chapel. And they would get up and say, God spoke to me about this, and I dealt with it. And God spoke to me about bitterness in my life, and it was a struggle. But I gave it up, and God spoke to me about his will for my life on Friday. God spoke to me about that, and I want to follow him. Or God spoke to me about the friends that I'm hanging around with. And to hear someone get up and say, God spoke to me about this, and I know that I've been going the wrong way, and I know I've been going down the wrong road, but I want to, not in these words, but to hear them say, I want to live right. And I want my words to be wise, and I want my actions to be wise, and I want my relationships to be wise. And incredible the entire week. And so I wish that we could all go there and all be there and hear and see that. I had the opportunity to talk to a group of our older guys for one of the devos that they have there every night, and the counselor asked me to do it. And so we talked about how that in the Old Testament, God told the children of Israel to come together and to get ready to meet with him. And so the children of Israel got together, and then Moses and the priests and Aaron, they would go up a little higher. And then Moses went up higher. And there at the top, Moses met with God face to face. He met with God, and then he came down different. But we talked with those guys, and we talked about how that not everybody gets to go to camp. Right? We don't all get to go to camp because a lot of us have jobs and things that take us away from a week of camp. But that God has blessed our youth group with the opportunity to get up and to pack up and to, I mean, we didn't go up the mountain, but sometimes it felt like we were moving uphill, but to get to that mountain, right? And to meet with God. And you did that. You met with God. And God showed you your bitterness or your anger or the peer pressure that you've been dealing with and the struggles that you've had. And he's pulled some of those out. And we talked about how that God met with Moses, and Moses came down so that he could benefit the children of Israel. And so I can't help but think that through the difficulties of us getting there, and even some of the difficulties and issues that we had there, that God still worked in spite of those things and through those things. But he did that so that he could speak to us, so that you could make those decisions, and so that we could come back, and so that we could all be a blessing to our church. God did that to grow us and to strengthen us so that we could, it wouldn't just stay there, and it wouldn't just be a camp decision that we made for a week out in the middle of the Louisiana summer, but that it would be something that would not only change you for the rest of your life, but that it would change our church for the rest of their lives. Yes, and so that as long as the church would be here, there would be echoes of those decisions made and those bonds that were formed, because I've seen them. I've seen those bonds formed. And so I think what would be the application for someone who didn't go, right, and wasn't able to be there and to enjoy it? And again, I can't say how incredible it was, but you've heard them, these young men and young women get up with jitters and shaking hands and to testify what God did in their life. And so I think the only right response for our church would be to help them. And to encourage them and to be there for them and with them and to remind them because there is going to come a time where they'll forget, where school start And things come into their lives, and people come into their lives, and the peer pressure rears itself again, and the bitterness comes back, and an unfortunate situation happens in their life, and there's going to come a time where they're going to be tempted to forget, and what they're going to be tempted to do, is to go back down the way of death. And so our job and our responsibility is this, that we would help them and remind them and hold them accountable, and keep them on the way of life. Proverbs, Book of Wisdom, said that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And I've watched these young people, just about every one of them, make incredible life-altering decisions, and they've chosen to walk away from those things. And I'm confident that if this is the future of our church, then the church is in fantastic hands, that God's going to do an incredible work. And they're in our church now. And so, would you help me and help and allow me to help you? And that then all of us together, with the staff and the adults here, the families, the extended families and pastors, he leads us, help our church, lead and guide and help these young men and young women continue in the way they're going. And we don't all get to go to camp, but if I'm confident that if we do that, we just get on board with what God's been doing in their lives, then we'll get to see more incredible decisions and more incredible works than what we've seen there this week. I'm confident of it. So thank you. Thank you for listening for the short time. I'm going to pray, and then we'll move on. Lord, I'm grateful, so grateful for the salvations.